8:10 on Connect FM on a Friday morning, and your morning connection. And it's a Friday that we are going to spend a little time now around PA 75th. It's the 75th district we're referring to. That means State Representative Mike Arminini has joined us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dan.
It's great having you here. We always appreciate you giving of your time to come in and get us updated on what's happening around PA 75th, but also what's happening at the state capitol. And so we are heading into a weekend, and we're going to back up a little bit and talk about some things that have happened the past couple of weeks and get some updates on those. I was interested in reading about a situation with a state-sponsored travel guide, which was supposed to be for all of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but there seemed to be a little bit of ignorance towards the northwestern corner, our little corner of the world.
Yes. Unfortunately, north of I-80 was kind of left out of the magazine, which is not a good thing, of course, for us living in this area, because we have so much to offer as far as tourism throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we are waiting to hear back from the tourism department. Mm-hmm. Patiently, we are going to give them until today. Yeah. We're back in Harrisburg next week, so we'll be knocking on some tourism doors on Monday. I did have a chance to meet with the Deputy Secretary of DCD, which, of course, that would fall under on Wednesday when I was in Harrisburg with the City of DuBois when they were getting their Governor's Award.
Yeah.
And him and I had a little bit of a discussion, you could call it. And so that was good that I had the opportunity to talk with him because, of course, he's almost the boss under Secretary Sager. So we'll see what happens here. So, we're still going to continue with this. The book is out. There's really nothing you can do about it now.
At this point, right.
But, you know, that type of negligence is just not acceptable.
Sure. And I hope that they were open to their redirection.
We'll see. we haven't heard from them yet, so we do not know their direction.
It's kind of amazing to think about that, you know, knowing, of course, us living here, we know what we have to offer north of Interstate 80 in our part of the beautiful Commonwealth here.
Right. And throughout the whole district, yesterday I was in Ridgeway at the Chainsaw Rendezvous. You know, that's going to bring close to 50,000 people from Thursday over to the weekend. And that's not mentioned, you know, that is the world's largest one location chainsaw carving event. And it's really amazing what these people, artists, excuse me, can do with a quote log.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, then we have the Elk Expo at the end of July, which brings in thousands upon thousands. And so it's just disheartening, but, sometimes Harrisburg needs corrected.
Yes, for sure. And we appreciate that. And we also want to get an update. You know, things have been a little tight here recently with, the uptick in energy prices all around, especially in gasoline. And I know that you and fellow Republicans in the House put forward a series of proposals. You had one in particular that you proposed as well in regards to the purchase of football equipment because of the draft being in Pittsburgh. But could you give us an update on what those freedom through affordability proposals, what is the status of those? It was going to offer some short-term tax cuts.
Right. You know, my bill added in on that package was, let's just say like a added, since we are having a draft, let's just go into an area where we would normally not offer any tax breaks. But there's some very important tax breaks brought in there, especially the main one would be, you know, eliminating the gas tax for a few months to, you know, help people through these tough times and so forth. And also with your electrical costs, electric bills and things like that. So there's some real important bills, you know, that will help Pennsylvanians. And then there's some that just complement, just saying we're just trying to help wherever we can. Those bills should be coming out shortly. I just received this week. They call it the papers are drawn up. So that means that the bill is orchestrated. It will start now going out for co-sponsorship this week. So when I get back to Harrisburg on Monday, I'll be talking to colleagues on both sides of the aisles, to see, okay, who's going to, you know, co-sponsor this proposal and the others and move forward from there. So we'll see where that starts. So then that'll be the next step. And then the hard part will be with us being in the minority by one seat.
Yeah.
Will those bills be brought to committee?
Yeah.
They can, you know, we're not
they
guaranteed
could just
that.
Die. They could just die and not come
right.
to committee.
Right. Yeah. They never may get their chance. So, we'll see. It's exciting times in Harrisburg. So we'll just go from there. And we hope that, you know, not only Republicans, but everyone in Harrisburg realizes we need to give a little break right now.
And why would you not realize that a break would be greatly appreciated, especially in a state where the gas tax is extremely high, and with summer traveling coming up soon, you know, some type of relief there would be greatly appreciated, especially when the big word being used now is affordability. That would be one way to help make it better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Talking about affordability, we're coming up on the deadline for the budget. And of course, it's been a quick turnaround because it took so long last year for the state budget to finally be completed. And we know that the governor's proposal for a budget this year was, what, $3 or $4 billion above what the projected revenue was for the Commonwealth. So there's some finagling that needs to happen here before June 30th arrives. What's the status update there?
Right. You know, actually, it's $5 billion plus.
Oh, above. $5 billion. Okay.
Well, you know, coming out of the House of Representatives, our last session, they did pass a 55-point-something-billion-dollar budget to bring over to the Senate. I will let my constituents know I was a big no on that budget.
Revenue is only going to be $50 billion.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I don't know what kind of fairy dust the Democrats think they're going to be able to bring on the Democrat side in the House to come up with a $5 billion-plus dollars where the only you know, avenue they have to bring in revenue is the legalization of marijuana. So, you know, pluses and minuses, that's pretty bad when you are sitting on the world's largest natural gas reservoir in the world and you're not taking advantage of that and not using it as best as your capabilities to not only supply the United States with the cleanest natural gas in the world, but also the world with the cleanest natural gas in the world. So really missing out. You know, I think that is one of the downfalls of the last two administrations. Mm-hmm. We are ranked in the bottom for economic growth. Mm. And it's plain and simple. It starts at the top. And it's just bad policies and laws and mandates and restrictions that have been imposed, which has just strangled Pennsylvania for growth. So hopefully we can work on this budget. I'm sure it's not coming back from the Senate at 55-point-something billion. So we'll see. It is a little bit earlier. You know, they did get it over a little earlier. So, we'll, you know, with May sessions coming up, we'll see what kind of progress they have. But I'm sure the Senate side is definitely taking a fine, sharp pencil at it and
Yeah.
Seeing where everything is at.
Well, the balance of power in that Senate is a little more favorable towards those who are more fiscally responsible, let's say.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, let's end on a positive note. You know, one of the annual events that happens at the Du Bois Mall that you and Senator Wayne Langerhulk take part in and put together is that Senior Expo. And that's right around the corner, isn't it?
Well, you know, it is. That'll be on Thursday, June 4th at the Du Bois Mall from 10 a.m. to noon. And along with Senator Langerhulk and I, you know, we'll be holding our annual expo. And it's going to be a great event. We have, you know, of course, there are going to be door prizes. It's free admission. So All you need to do is come to the mall. We're going to have health screenings available, and of course, many exhibitors from government agencies and a lot of senior center agencies, you know, to get the word out to help seniors, things that are available for them. And the other thing we're doing new today, which I'm really happy about, some people may be familiar with it. It's called Fraud Bingo. And what that is it's a great interactive way. And it just really shows people, not only senior citizens, this is good for everybody, but the main thing with Fraud Bingo is to keep your money and identity safe. So, you know, by playing this game, you'll learn how to spot local scams and gain simple tips to protect yourself, you know, and your from financial fraud, which these days is so relevant. You know, every time you're picking up that phone, getting letters in the mail saying, here's your check for $100. You're thinking it's a check for $100, but you don't realize once you cash that check, you just signed up for some crazy electrical bill monitoring that is going to increase your bill higher. So this is very good, and I really encourage everyone, if they can make it on that day, to come out, because you will learn how to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, the expo is all about being helpful.
Yes.
And I know myself, this is the year, the big year for me. I turned the big 6-0 this year. So I can.
You're young. You
know, well, according to some agencies, I'm categorized as a senior now. Some I still have 5 years to go, but, you know, but all of that information that's made available and the resources that gather together in one location, that makes it so helpful for our seniors.
It is. And, you know, both my staff and Senator Langerhulk's staff do a fantastic job in getting everything together, and it's just a great event. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people there on that day.
Okay. Representative Armanini, we appreciate again your time and being willing to come in and share what's going on, not just around PA 75th, but at the state capitol. We again thank you. I hope that you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend, everyone.